been many tough days in those mamas' lives. It took a lot of grit for them to successfully fill their roles as keeper. Not only is this calling to be a keeper a responsibility we need to take seriously, but also note that this with this calling comes an eternal reward as well. I feel there are three parties affected by the passion with which you keep your home. Number one, yourself. Number two, those within your care. And number three, those who are observing your care. And the amount of passion and diligence you exercise is directly related to how much you value those with which God has placed in your care. The next point I want to strongly emphasize is there's a huge difference between a house and a home. And I'm sure most of you guys have heard that. But it's really so true that the house is simply the structure within which you live. But a home is the environment you create with the people you love. I mean, you could make a tent a home. And if you're ever presented with a situation where you have to choose between a house and a home, you should always choose a home, because a home is where memories are made. With the holidays approaching, I can't help but think of my Meemaw's house, where we would have a dressy Christmas Eve dinner every year on china, and it was the same menu every year. Compared to my nanny's house on Christmas Day, it was a very relaxed atmosphere, and we had a different menu every year for Christmas, and we ate on paper plates. The two houses, the actual structures, were nothing extravagant, but the homes that each of my grandmothers had made were always so welcoming, despite their differences in presentation. Both grandmas had placed God at the center of their home, and because of that, everyone who stepped foot in their house felt at home. A home is where you feel peace and where you feel safe. And to build a home, we must be present. Present in mind and body. With today's technology, we can monitor our house from afar. It's so easy to pull up an app on our phone, and you can see who's standing at your doorstep. But we cannot monitor our home from afar. Our role as keepers of our home in this instance is to protect, defend, and grow those in our care. And being present is absolutely essential to fulfilling this role. I also want to note, never confuse being a stay-at-home mom with being a keeper of your house, because you could spend all hours of the day at your house, but never exemplify anything meaningful for your children. Being intentional with the time you do spend at home is just as important as anything else I've already mentioned. All right, now I want to look at what the Bible has to say about this principle of being a keeper. We find that as early as Genesis chapter 2, God tells Adam to dress and keep the Garden of Eden. This is a place where God has spent a lot of time creating something beautiful, and he's passing the responsibility of maintaining or keeping the garden to someone else. I cannot help but think of the time a baby spends in the womb, from conception until birth. This is the time that God is creating something beautiful. He's doing everything that's impossible for me to do. But as soon as that child breathes his first breath, the responsibility is mine to protect the most precious and valuable thing that God has ever created. Another thing I want to point out is that in Genesis chapter 2:15, where God tells Adam to dress it and keep it, some replacement words for the word dress are tend or cultivate. Sorry, I'm getting a FaceTime call. Sister McKillop in the podcast makes a super great comment. She says, our homes are supposed to be, quote unquote, grow places, not show places. I think this is so important to remember, because it's so easy for us ladies to desire that picture perfect, social media worthy home where nothing is ever out of place, and dinner's always made from scratch, and there's never a hair out of place on any human being in the house. And even though we know that image is not reality, it's easy to forget that seeing books strewn all over the floor in Sailor's room is actually something to celebrate, because I know she has opened every one of those books and flipped through the pages, and she's growing her imagination. And yes, I believe in keeping a clean house, keeping it tidy, and I always want my yard to look perfect whenever I have company, but I continually have to reevaluate the growing and the showing in my home and make sure it's balanced properly. Just two chapters later, in Genesis chapter 4, we read where Cain is answering God's question regarding the whereabouts of Abel, his brother. And Cain responds, "I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?" Well, yes, Brother Cain. It is your responsibility to not offend your brother and to guard him when his enemies come around. This is a job for us all in the church, to protect our brothers and sisters from whatever may come to destroy them or cause them to lose their faith. There are many examples of women in the Bible where who fulfilled this role of being a keeper. But the one I'm going to mention today is the Shunammite lady. And we're going to read in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 through 11. "And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, Behold now, I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day that he came thither and turned into the chamber and lay there." So four things I want to mention about this passage. Number one, the lady was referred to as a great woman. Number two, the lady constrained the prophet, which means she brought him into her home. Number three, she perceived that he was a godly man. And number four, she came up with a solution to house the prophet anytime he passed by her way. So a great woman is someone who can filter who or what should or should not come into her home. She should also have the ability to perceive or recognize dangerous things or people surrounding her loved ones, and should also be able to provide a solution to situations needing attention in her home. I don't know if this has ever happened to any of you ladies, but my mom had eyes on the back of her head. And she would ask me and my sisters questions about something she thought had happened in our friend group or something we had said out of her hearing or something we had done that we knew we shouldn't have. And the question would come out of nowhere. And I'm sure we look like a deer caught in the headlights. But I understand now that she remembered what it was like being a teenager, and she was only trying to protect us from getting into deeper trouble. In closing, I want to say my testimony in all of this is that God, our great defender and great shepherd, has kept me. He's sheltered me from all kinds of evil that's present in this world. Since childhood, all I've known is a loving family and a faithful God. It's very rare we missed a prayer meeting or a church event. To this day, I could cry thinking of the foster family that lived behind me growing up and all the girls that filtered through there and would tell me stories of abuse and neglect, things that I've never experienced. I just don't know how I'm so blessed to have been kept by the greatest keeper. My responsibility to keep my soul ready to meet Jesus, to keep my mind on things of good report, to keep my brothers and sisters in the Lord, to keep my family and my home is one of great, great worth. I just want God to find me faithful in this calling, and I never want to be intimidated by a society that portrays this role as insignificant, because in truth, this is one of God's core attributes. Psalms chapter 121, verse 4 through 8 says, "Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." like the prayer Moses spoke over Aaron and his family in Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. I too pray, the Lord bless thee and keep thee and cause his face to shine upon thee. Thank you for your attention. I hope this has blessed you.
Wow, that was amazing. Thank you, Kara.